It's 7:24. It's BBC Sussex. Now let's talk a little bit more about Eddie Izzard. This marvellous achievement, if he manages to pull it off. We wish him well, of course. Bexhill's favourite son, comedian Eddie Izzard, setting off on a mammoth feat today. Have a listen.
Eddie Izzard, actor, writer, comedian, and marathon man. His challenge?
I am running 27 marathons in 27 days through South Africa.
That's 27 marathons in 27 days.
And I've already tried it once and failed.
Testing himself to the limit.
I don't know if I can do this.
Pushing himself physically and mentally in a blistering African heat.
I'm doing this for Sport Relief, great charity. We're raising money for South Africa and around the world.
It's in honour of South Africa's greatest ever leader.
I'm doing this in South Africa as a salute to Nelson Mandela. He was in prison for 27 years.
Running from Mandela's birthplace in Eastern Cape and covering hundreds of miles across the country.
I think it has to be tough to honour someone like Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela said, sport has the power to change the world, and I think he's right, and therefore Sport Relief has the power to change the world.
Eddie Izzard, and it is underway. He tweeted a couple of hours ago, just started running in South Africa, posted a picture of himself looking energetic and raring to go, but this is just the start. So I don't know what it'll look like at the end of the whole trek. Mark Woods is from Sport Relief digital media team on the ground. Now, we've been trying to get hold of Mark, and I don't know whether or not we haven't quite got him yet. We're having problems sort of linking up with South Africa, but we'll keep chasing him. Someone knows a bit about what Eddie's going to go through is John Dwyer, who's a teacher from Horsham, who ran 45 marathons in 50 days back in 2011. Hello, John.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. What do you make of Eddie's challenge then?
I'm really impressed. It's going to be a real severe challenge for him to do, but I find it quite inspiring what he does.
Doing it in the heat is an extra challenge, because he did a huge number of marathons, didn't he, back in this country in the drizzle, I think, last time. Yeah. But does it make a big difference if you're doing it in really hot conditions?
I was amazed at the difference that the temperature made for me. I did my training through the winter in Britain, and my first marathon when I left central Rome, it was 39 degrees, and I just couldn't function, quite frankly.
Right. What does it do to your body when you're running in those sort of temperatures?
Well, you get dehydrated, obviously, very quickly. But I found that my sort of resting heart rate was like my jogging heart rate. And when I did jog, I felt like I was running a 100-metre sprint. Really tough. I was flat on my back after a few hours and took a lot longer than I expected.
How much of this is a physical battle and how much of it is a mental battle, do you think, John?
I think it's really kind of half and half, you know. If you can train enough not just to do one marathon but to do consecutive marathons, you know, you're in good shape. But really every marathon at that 20-mile mark, you kind of hit the wall and it becomes just mental. You just got to will yourself on when your body's telling you, please stop, don't carry on another step.
John, thank you so much. It's really good to get your perspective on this. So let's get to South Africa then. And Mark Woods is going to be following Eddie's progress on the ground there. He's from Sport Relief. Hello, Mark.
Hi, good morning.
Well, tell us what it's like there at the moment. And now you're actually underway.
Yes, I've already done around about 9 miles already this morning. We started at dawn to avoid as much of the heat as possible. There's a 2-hour time difference between us and you, so he's been going for a few hours now, but the sun is very much up and at him now, so it's about 26 degrees as he's running now, and it will get hotter up to about 31 degrees. So it's warm, but he's got a good 9, almost 10 miles under his belt already, which is great.
I remember when he did the UK marathons a couple of years back, he was a little bit... Well, undisciplined, I suppose. He kept on going into shops and getting the old Calippo and that sort of thing. I do you think is he actually being more focused this time round?
Well, I mean, there's no shops to get Calippo. We'll see over the course of 27 marathons. He's very interested in people, Eddie. So we've just been to Nelson Mandela's birthplace. He ran past that. He stopped there, talked to a couple of women who were around, kind of saw where Mandela's birthplace was, and then carried on running. He's running with the South African flag in his hand. He's a people person if ever there was one. So that's what I think. That's what kind of entices him to stop is the people, and the landscape here is fantastic. And there's lots of stories to see on the way. So it might not be ice creams he's stopping for, but I think he probably will engage with people when he sees them.
Right. So they're not as disciplined as all that. And Mark, you know, when you look into his eyes, do you detect any sort of fear about what's ahead of him?
I don't really. He's an incredibly determined, focused individual. You know, the guy does one-man shows in different languages. You know, a huge capacity to cope and to learn. He, you know, I think he was really keen to get it started, as you can imagine. He's been talking about it and kind of thinking about it for a while. But to actually put one foot in front of the other and get started this morning was a big deal. Now, at the end of today, we'll see how he is and how he feels. I think he wanted to get the first marathon under his belt, and then he'll be able to tell a lot about what's going to come in the next 27 days.
Right, OK. More details on the Sport Relief website, and the full journey is going to be covered on BBC Three Online. And Mark, thanks very much indeed for giving us the early doors picture. It's already getting quite hot there, but he's so far so good.
Absolutely. Thanks for getting involved.
No, not at all. Great pleasure. And no doubt,